1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods, and he's on with us this 4th of July weekend to talk about what's coming up. What are some of the popular barbecue foods people are buying? What's the popular picnic fare? And I guess today, Bob, is the day when people are really stocking up, because it sounds pretty busy.
It is busy, Phil. As a matter of fact, it's one of the busiest days of the year, and we're going to be, in fact, staying open a couple of hours later to accommodate everybody.
When you get busy, do you work the cash register, too?
Oh, yeah. I do. All of our managers do. We all man a register. We help bag groceries. It's one of the reasons why I like the grocery business. And, of course, when I'm on the register, it's a little bit different. A different experience, I guess, for the customer.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm the manager of the store as well as the CEO of the company, so I'm able to kid with the customers about their food choices and have some fun.
Such as?
It's nothing significant. I like to kid around with the families that are shopping. I had a family come through the line yesterday. They had two cartloads, quite a grocery purchase, and we got some extra bagging help, and they had purchased, my goodness, probably about two dozen of our sweet corn on the cob because of the sale price that we have. And I was kidding with the father. I noticed that when he laughed, he would show his teeth, and he did not have, as many of us do not have, the most perfect teeth in the world. They were a little bit misaligned or crooked or overlapping, etc. And I remarked to him, kiddingly, I was being light about it. I said, are you sure you want to buy that corn? Because what happens, Phil, is, you know, some of these people who don't have straight teeth, the corn obviously gets caught in between their teeth. And
absolutely.
And the corn gets, and if you have ever sat at a table with people like this, it's not, I guess it's not the most pleasant experience, but it was no big deal.
So this man...
Wait, it wasn't just the man. There was a couple of his kids who had overbites and the front teeth were crooked. And everybody's different, Phil. It's an interesting world.
So you're kidding around with people that you shouldn't buy the corn on the cob because you're really going to have a problem with it getting stuck in your teeth. Man, I get that problem.
Well, a lot of people do, but I'm kidding. But if you've ever sat with people who have spaced or crooked teeth, I guess you could say we do, but we can pretty easily remove the... When you're eating corn on the cob, it's a difficult food to eat to begin with. If the good Lord saw fit to give you spaced or crooked teeth, teeth that should have been put in some braces, I guess, when you were kids, and you're eating corn on the cob, you're not... I suppose you're not giving people who are eating with you the most pleasant experience. It could be a little bit unnerving.
Are you saying this because they're...
Well, when they smile, they laugh.
Okay.
And you're being forced to look at it. They're crooked teeth. But it can be unnerving. So I tell people that they might be better off with another choice.
Really? All right, so you're telling people when they're in line to buy the corn on the cob that what they can do is maybe go back, get something else?
No, I'm not telling them anything. They have a right to buy whatever they want. But I guess what I'm saying, by the same token, I have a right to my opinion. I do express it, and I express it so that other people in line can hear it. And
plus, all right, now, let me ask you something, because I'm curious about this.
What I'm trying to say is I kid around with people.
No, I know, but do you say to people who are in line who have crooked teeth, how do you know they have crooked teeth?
Well, when you're talking to them, you don't.
All right. So you say to them, I'd rather you not buy the corn on the cob, and you're saying this loud enough for other people in the line to hear it? Right?
Yeah. And
are you trying to humiliate them?
No, you're getting the wrong idea.
Well, you say it loud enough so everyone in line can hear it, don't buy the corn on the cob because of your crooked teeth?
Look, the only place that these people get humiliated is when they eat the corn at the family barbecue and they've got crooked teeth and they've got chunks of chewed corn stuck in... It's not something that I would choose to sit through. That's all I'm saying. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Robert Green, who's the CEO of Fraser Foods. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about food choices for the holiday season. But I just want to stay on this for a minute. Because I've never heard of anyone who manages a store, and I'm sure there's plenty of people in the grocery business, telling people, boy, you might not want to buy that because it's not pleasant watching you eat it?
I don't say that. I say that you have corn on the cob there. This man had... I don't want to harp on this, Phil.
No, I don't either. I'm just curious. So the people are in line.
If a guy comes through my line and he is buying 24 ears of corn on the cob, and he's got a family full of people there who've got teeth that are obviously, you know, messed up looking, and you know, you're going to say to him, why do you want to make whoever you're going to be eating dinner with sit through the experience of looking at you with the corn wedged in your teeth? And I know it sounds funny.
Well, you're saying this in fun, but you're not the one sitting through it, so why would they have to hear your opinion about their crooked teeth and eating corn on the cob, I guess?
Well, it's my store. You know, and,
all right.
I am personally, if you want to know my honest opinion, I am personally disgusted by people who have crooked, unaligned teeth eating corn on the cob so that it wedges in their teeth. And I've made a choice not to be a vehicle for that sort of thing. So if I can see that one of my customers has badly cared for teeth and they've had the gall to walk into my store and up to my register with two dozen ears of the Nebraska Sweet or the California Yellow or whatever we've got, and they've got teeth like, you know, 300 yards of broken, you know, broken railroad tie. I don't mean to be glib. I'm going to try to tell our produce manager or one of the baggers to take it back. Because,
well, what difference does it make to you, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I am not going to be the vehicle, Mr. Hendry. Look, Melanie and I went at a Labor Day party. My wife and I went to a Labor Day barbecue last summer, and there was a beautiful tray of sweet corn in the cob that had been barbecued in the husk, and they were passing it around. And I was sitting across from Jack Johansson, who runs our Portland office. He's a great guy, and his wife, Trudy, we vacation together. But he has teeth that are going in every direction, and they're very crooked. And I was raised Catholic. And I remember just saying a silent prayer. I said a silent Hail Mary that the corn tray just passed, that he not take, because he's right in front of me. And it's one of the many times, I don't want to get personal, but I guess you could say it's one of the many times that God's let me down, because sure enough, Jack took two ears of corn, and I said to him, and I said it as politely as I could, I would appreciate it if you not eat that in front of me, because it's going to disgust me.
You said that to him?
Yes, I did.
That it's going to disgust me because you have crooked teeth.
I never really say because it's got you got crooked teeth. I will say to people, are you sure you're going to want to get that? And they say, sure, why? I said, because it's very difficult to eat. And then they'll say, well, okay, but why are you saying? I said, well, it's going to be very difficult to eat, and I imagine you're eating with other people who are going to have to look at you, and they'll say, yeah. I never come right out and say you've got crooked teeth. And, you know, and here's a guy, Jack Johansson, who's got an, oh, he looks like a, honest to God, he looks like one of these, you know, a hamster or a chipmunk with the teeth. So,
I find it really hard to imagine the manager of a grocery store, though, saying to people, are you sure you're going to want to eat that corn on the cob? I happen to have, you know, you're not saying you got crooked teeth.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
You're just saying, are you sure you want it?
Yes, I'm saying, and I said I would appreciate it to Jack. I said, don't eat it in front of me. When you think of the fact that corn probably came from one of our Fraser food outlets, the corn that he'll be eating, I'm going to have to look at stuck in his teeth, and I know it came from one of my stores. And that's something that is personally as well as professionally painful.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So the recommendation, I guess, is if you are a person who doesn't have the best teeth, please don't eat corn on the cob this 4th of July.
Yeah, to make things more pleasant for other people.
To make it more pleasant for the people you're eating with. Here is Aaron on the Phil Hendry Show. Aaron, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that if I was in this man's store and he said that to me, said something about me having crooked teeth, and it would be rude for me to eat corn in front of somebody else, I would throw the corn in his face and walk out of his store. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, then you would be guilty of a crime. You'd be guilty of a crime. I mean, you're going to assault me? I mean, all I'm saying to you, I'm suggesting that it's not pleasant to look at someone like you. And I don't know, do you have crooked teeth or?
No, I don't have crooked teeth.
What are you worried about? I don't understand.
You're just rude. That's a very rude thing for a store manager, a CEO, to do. You're going to lose customers that way. It's ridiculous.
That's a good point. What about the customers that are not going to shop there anymore?
Well, Phil, look, if you're in my store to buy corn on the cob, and you've got teeth that are all jacked up, then no, I don't want you in my store.
You'll lose the business.
Why am I going to turn loose out into a 4th of July barbecue someone with jacked up teeth with corn wedged in it? That's my point that I'm trying to make.
You don't have to look at the person's teeth. You don't have to stare at them while they're eating.
No, that's true, but you've been at many 4th of July barbecues, and I don't even know why I'm still talking to this lady. She threatened to assault me.
Well, did you mean literally you'd throw the corn at him, Aaron?
I mean, that's what she's talking about.
Well, if he said something to me,
that's
like
against
that.
The law. If I say to you, Aaron, you got jacked up teeth, please don't buy my corn, and you throw it at me, I haven't committed a crime. You have.
Well, you've insulted this woman, though.
I have not insulted her. I'm suggesting that if you've got crooked, messed up teeth, and then you have the unmitigated gall to eat corn on the cob in front of people, and they're looking at you while you're going, hey, how you doing? You know, you're grinning at them. Do you think that's pleasant? I guess she's gone, huh?
Yeah, she's probably. Oh, you know what? I put her on hold. Are you still there, Aaron? I'm sorry I put you on hold by mistake.
No, I'm still here.
All right. Anyway, thank you for your call, okay?
Well, wait, I want to hear what she's got to say.
Well, she's gone.
Well, she doesn't have anything to say, see? So what you got there is someone who is going to assault me, throw corn at me, or whatever she said she was going to do, simply because I said to her, would you please not eat that in front of me?
You know, there's such a thing as fighting words. You've heard of that.
No, come on, Phil.
Well, I mean, maybe that's not it, but, you know, provoking someone like that.
I don't believe that I am, and I think you got a lot of listeners who understand what I'm saying. And there's a lot of store owners out there, too. You don't want to... I want to provide a pleasant experience for my customers. Someone that walks into my store, and he's got these, you know, what we used to call the goober teeth, or the Billy Bob teeth, and he's going to buy corn? No. No, that's not going to happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's interesting how conversations will go. We started talking about picnic fare. Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods, and he is suggesting this holiday season, if you do not have the greatest teeth, if you have an overbite, if you have space teeth, if you've got crooked teeth, that that you bypass eating corn on the cob because it's not a pleasant experience for people to look at you when you're talking. You've got teeth wedged. You got corn wedged in your teeth. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
That's an interesting thing that you just told me. I'm talking to Robert Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. Now, you sometimes work the register on a very busy weekend. This 4th of July weekend, obviously, is one of the busiest, as you mentioned.
That is correct, yeah.
All right. When you see people with crooked teeth buying corn on the cob, you suggest that they buy something else because it is your determination.
Well, Phil, it's not my determination. Anybody with any experience in this world, when you look at someone who's got the teeth on them, like I say, like the Bubba teeth or the jacked up teeth or that 300 yards of broken railroad ties or whatever you want to call it kind of teeth, we all know that it is thoroughly disgusting to look at them eat corn on the cob.
Well, I don't know that we all know that, but I wanted you to tell the story you were telling me off the air.
Well, my Uncle David, who was a great influence on me and a terrific man, but my Uncle David had bad teeth. And when I say bad teeth, I don't mean they were cavity ridden or anything. They were very crooked. He had wisdom teeth that were not removed when he was a kid, so his front teeth sort of collapsed in on themselves and crossed each other almost like an X. His teeth were absolutely, without question, the most frightening set of teeth you've ever seen in your life. And we would have him over for holidays, summer holidays. He would eat corn on the cob. And I was anorexic as a child from the time I was 8 till the time I was 13, primarily because I didn't want to go near food as the result of looking at him eat this.
You're telling me as a little boy you were anorexic?
Between the ages of 8 and 13, yeah. When I looked at him and the way the corn would stick out, even as I think of it now, it's almost as if I want to get out of my skin. I want to go somewhere. I want to be someone else. That's what it does to a lot of people. You look at someone with these teeth that are destroyed. They're like bombed ruins. And then they have almost the arrogance to eat corn on the cob. it is something that can psychically damage a child.
Are you telling me that looking at your uncle who had crooked teeth eating corn on the cob damaged you somehow?
I believe it did, because it is a... Look, do you like bad breath? No, none of us do. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I've smelled a lot of bad breath in my day. It hasn't psychically destroyed me.
When you're a child, I'm saying. When you're a child.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Melissa. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green of Fraser Foods.
Okay, Mr. Green, you are totally out of control, and I'm surprised you can keep your store. Okay, I was anorexic.
I happen to be the CEO of the company, so...
I don't care what you are. You just be quiet and listen to what I have to say. You have the nerve to go up to people and to say what they can't eat.
I'm the CEO of the company, and if you don't know what that means, it means I'm the boss. And I do tell them that. You know what, Melissa? If you got bad teeth, I don't know what to tell you other than to go get braces. You know.
All right, here's Joy on the Phil Henry Show. Joy.
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm trying to control my laughter. You know, I hope you understand, sir, that if you are the CEO of your company, you really need to understand the laws of discrimination, because I understand you making the comment about the woman throwing corn to you. And if a woman throws corn to you, and that's committing a crime towards you,
absolutely,
then it is also committing a crime telling someone they cannot buy something from your store.
I didn't say that.
So keep that in mind.
I didn't say that. I said I suggested that they not buy it.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Now, people are going to be heard one at a time, or else no one can hear what anybody is saying. What were you saying, Mr. Green?
I don't tell them they can't buy the corn. I suggest strenuously that if they buy the corn and eat it in front of people, it will damage certain young people.
Well, and what I'm trying to say as well, I understand your point with your problem, but that is your problem. And you also need to keep in mind that if you have a problem with people with jacked up teeth, they may also have a problem with you being a person that is not very good looking.
Well, they don't have to shop at my store, do they? They don't have to shop at my store, do they?
You are trying to do something in front of those people.
I can't have this phone conversation when people are talking over each other, right? I'm going to do it again. Now, what did you say, Bob?
I said they don't have to shop at my store.
And what is your response to that, Joy?
Well, my point is they don't have to shop in your store,
right?
But they will.
If they think I'm ugly. Well, they're going to have to get out of my store then.
Well, and that's discrimination.
No, it isn't.
Well, why isn't it discrimination? If you weren't letting people buy corn on the cob because it's disgusting...
Well, what's wrong with that? Are you trying to tell me that I should allow people into my store who are barefoot or who otherwise violate the rules of the store? No. And by the same token, if someone walks into my store with these Billy Bob Gomer teeth and he wants to buy corn on the cob so that he's got a half a cob of corn wedged in his teeth, forget it. It's not going to happen.
Okay, so what I'm going to tell you, sir...
Look, have you got crooked teeth?
Have
you got crooked teeth?
Have
you got crooked teeth? Have you got crooked teeth?
No, sir, I don't have crooked teeth.
She doesn't have crooked teeth.
I do understand your point. I mean, I understand your point that you're disgusted by it.
No, I don't think you do, because my first experience with a woman, let's just say she had corn in her teeth.
I understand you're
uncomfortable
with that.
Do you know what it's like to take a woman out?
I'm uncomfortable with things as well. I understand that. But
you're so understanding
that with you doing what you are doing, you are going to be sued eventually. I'm just letting you know that.
Well, you're not a lawyer, so
how do you know?
Well, she doesn't sound like a lawyer to me.
I'm letting you know that eventually it will happen.
It'll probably,
so as a CEO, you need to keep that in mind.
All right, Joy, thank you.
What you are doing.
1-800-449-8686.
Look, let me tell you something. Try going out on a date with a woman, your first date, and she smiles at you enjoying the evening, and she's got a big thing of corn wedged between her front teeth. You're telling me that won't affect you?